way to find somebody to travel about as much as I have.
I don't go anywhere. I haven't been on vacation since I started any time in my life.
Yeah? Just don't care about vacation?
Don't care to travel anywhere. Yeah. I'm perfectly satisfied right here. The mayor and council, they kid me all the time about if when they have to go to Montgomery or something. A lot of times they'll make people come down here, so because I won't travel. Someday I'll have to, though. I know that. I know I will. They've asked me to go to Washington with them and different things, but usually the attorney will go instead.
So that's not Washington State?
Washington, D.C., and they've traveled on occasion.
Did you get all of your schooling here in Bible
Valley? All of it, uh-huh.
Was the grammar school separate?
The grammar school and the high school, well, we were all in the same building. St. Margaret's had a high school at that time, but they don't now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the school?
St. Margaret's Catholic School.
Was that essentially a high school?
We had a high school. There was a high school for 10 years. And then they just, it was private. That's the reason why. Then I guess it was hard to keep. They still have the grade school. The grade school's never been discontinued. But the high school, the Catholic Church, they had combined all the high schools, and you have to go travel to Mobile to go to a Catholic high school. Now, there's only one Catholic high school in this area. And that's my daughter goes there to McGill, too. And to go to a Catholic high school, if you want your children to go to, they have to go to Mobile now.
And you graduated from St. Margaret's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you go any further than that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about your father? Where was he born?
Father was born in New Iberia, Louisiana.
And he moved here?
They moved to Biloxi. They worked the seafood and the canneries in Biloxi, but I don't know when. Then they migrated here in about 1925.
What did he do for them?
What did he do? Like they used to always be, all of them were jack of all trades. I think they were originally farmers and carpenters, you know. He's a beautiful carpenter.
He
can, mm-hmm, and he can do machine work. He can work motors and things like that. It's the type of person that can do anything.
And do you know where your mother was born?
Yeah, St. Martinsville, Louisiana.
And her occupation, was she a housewife? Or?
No, she worked the canneries. They always, all of them had to work the seafood.
That was your
time? She worked them in Biloxi. Well, her parents, they were originally rural farm people in St. Martinsville, and then they moved to the Biloxi and followed the work down here. And they migrated at the same time.
Do you know anything about your parents' schooling?
Yeah. My father probably went to about the fourth grade. And my mother, I don't know if you call it any formal schooling or not, because what they would do is they would, the way she always talked, the teachers would come to the farms and would teach them, you know, every once in a while. And what they had was a form of catechism type, religious type of schooling.
Yeah.
And that's what they had done. And she'd mentioned different teachers that would come out to the farm to teach him, but I can't tell you what for sure whether they actually had. I don't think to say that they went to a grade. Just in generally talking to her.
Okay.
And she got out and worked at 12 because her father had died.
Did you know your grandparents?